This week's episode is brought to you by Blue Harvest Vintage. Are you a collector? Blue Harvest love to help you find that missing piece you need to complete your collection. They have extensive stock of vintage Star Wars vehicles and mint on card action figures, as well as new The Force Awakens and Black Series items. Blue Harvest have Funko Pops, Lego, Dinky, Corgi, Matchbox and more. Everything a collector could possibly need. If they don't stock it, then let them know, and their knowledgeable staff will be only too pleased to help. Head to Morley Market in Leeds to see the life-size Darth Vader. Alternatively, reach out to Blue Harvest on Twitter, at Blue Harvest UK, Facebook, Blue Harvest Vintage Collectibles, a website, blueharvestvintage.co.uk, or email at blueharvesttoys@gmail.com.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Follow at SW Commonwealth on Twitter and take your first steps into a larger world.
Welcome to DSW After Dark Side. I know it was you, Vader. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Yeah, you sound good, mate.
All right, cool. It's just, obviously, like I say, I'm uploading the video, which I think is probably why it's a little bit patchy on the video. So as long as the audio is good, we're good.
Oh, I'll tell you what we should do. The camera's on and take a quick screen grab because we haven't done that for a few weeks, have we?
Good shout. Let me just get my camera back on then. Is it back on?
It's loading now.
Okay.
Little spinny thing going around and around. There he is. Right.
There he is.
So I'm going to do... Let me shut that chat screen down. That's a good one. I like that.
What's that?
That superhero-like face you were just pulling. Good, right. So I'm going to master the art of doing the one-handed screen grab. Ready? I don't know if that took it. Let me just see if that actually went.
Again.
I didn't hear it go.
I'm posing for Twitter.
Yeah, it went.
It went, yeah?
Yeah, it took.
Look all right?
Yeah, that's good, yeah. I'm going to send it.
Yeah, all right, cool. No, I'm not looking at... Well, there is a little picture of myself in the corner as well, but it's the big one is Mark. You can tell, right, because it's not me, and in the background, it's not blue. It's what, sorry? Yeah, he does have some beard action going on. She's saying she can't tell us apart, Mark.
Why? Because the beards.
Yeah. Beards, glasses.
Yeah. Questionable hairlines.
Follicle challenge, yeah.
Right.
It's obviously, it's a pretty, you know, I think it's a pretty clear compliment to you. I think she's saying you look my age.
Oh, I will take that. Thank you. To the bank. Right.
What? Glaring at me. Are you going to do your driving face? You're about to flip me off. That's right. How I drive. I don't know about you.
There we go. Look at that tweet.
All right, hang on.
It's all Rob all the time.
Oh, I've...
You have to open it up to see a tiny little me.
Yeah.
Start as long as the flyover wins, I don't care.
It's funny, Paul, that you shared that thing about the lightsaber crystals, because I said that about the red ones quite a few episodes ago, in fact.
What did you say about the red ones?
So in this, there's an article on the Independent or one of these.
Yeah, it is the Independent. Thing,
yeah, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. The reason lightsabers are red, the Sith have to bend the crystal to their will to create a lightsaber, producing a bleeding effect. That's what I said weeks ago.
This is in the Ahsoka novel.
Oh, wow. So I actually called it something that's actually proper canon now. Nice.
Yep. So this is thing that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
There's a couple of things that come out in the Ahsoka novel, not just the fact that the Empire farm planets until they die.
Yeah.
But they also released the news that Ahsoka gets her white blades through taking down an Inquisitor.
Okay.
And using the Force to change the blades from red to white.
Oh, okay.
But we also learn in there that the Inquisitors take their
blades from fallen Jedi. And then they force the blades to bend to their will, and they bleed until they're red.
Yeah.
Which is the way it was.
Yeah, I say that's what I said.
Bleeding crystals.
Yeah.
That's what I said a while back, was that it was the crystals were being sort of warped by the dark side.
They're changing everything.
Yeah.
It's such a cool retcon, because we always thought that the Sith crystals were synthetic, and that was the difference between the natural approach of the Jedi and the scientific approach, if want of a better way of phrasing it, of the Sith. But this is really kind of cool, that you could take this magical thing and burn it.
Mm. Or, in the words of The Life of Brian Heckler, you're making it up as you go along.
Yeah. Yeah, that is
I apologise, chaps, but on that yawn, I'm bailing.
All right, mate.
No problem.
I've done such a long day today, it's not funny, so I'm not going to laugh.
Fair enough.
Right.
Good on you, mate. Nice one.
Going to love you, leave you, chaps. Thanks for letting me squeeze in for 5 minutes. Appreciate
it. That's cool. Great good to chat to you, Paul, as always.
Take it easy. Take it easy,
guys. Next week, mate. See you later.
Take care, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right.
So did you see there's a new Nintendo console?
I did not, no.
Ah, okay.
I don't really keep up with that sort of thing.
They've unveiled it today.
All right.
So it's been in the rumour mill for a little while, and the rumours have turned out to be entirely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called the Nintendo Switch. And the way it works is the console itself, it seems, the bulk of the processing power is being done within a tablet.
Really?
So you can take that tablet and attach controllers to the sides of it. It's got little slots at the side. Yeah, I'll send you a link while we're talking so you can have a look.
Yeah, just having a little look now, trying to...
So it's... so there's, it's on the Nintendo proper official
I can see it,
YouTube page. So what happens is you're playing on the... So the trailer, we almost do a breakdown of it like Rogue One. It's a bloke playing on the TV. And what he does is he stops playing because he needs to walk his dog, and he's able to walk over to the TV. There's a docking station with the tablet plugged in. He slides out a pair of controller stubs, slides them into the tablet at either side, and then he's able to pull the tablet out, and the game just transfers instantly to the screen of the tablet.
All right, okay.
So what it is actually, like I say, the bulk of the processing is being done, if not all of it, inside the tablet itself.
Right, I'm just watching the trailer run through now. Steve, are you on?
Hello.
Hello, mate. Hello, you're right. I didn't expect you to come on.
I've just literally got in.
Bloody hell.
Oh, bloody nightmare.
Have you heard of this Nintendo Switch, Steve?
Yeah, I watched the trailer earlier on.
No, I'm just looks watching
all right,
it
doesn't
it? Straight after the Red Dead Redemption trailer, which is awesome, which looks absolutely
phenomenal. Oh yeah, that does it. What a great day for geek stuff, mate. Seriously,
I know it is.
We had the Logan trailer, we had the Nintendo Switch, and then we had the Red Dead 2 trailer. It's I almost did a shit.
I've heard the Logan one wasn't that. Wasn't
of the three things,
Galaxy 2 as well. There's a team.
Yeah, we had that yesterday. That looked all right. Yesterday. There wasn't a lot there, but what was there looked fun.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I've never been into Nintendo. I had an N64 when I was younger. Younger. I was probably about 30. the Zelda Ocarina of Time game on that was supreme.
Yes, I love that game.
Do you ever play Majora's Mask? That new Zelda game looks amazing.
It does, doesn't it? It's, one of the things I love about Nintendo, especially when it comes to the Zelda games, is they're not afraid to stick with 1080p, but just nail an art style instead. So they're not focused necessarily, they want to make it look as nice as possible, but they'll explore other ways of doing it besides just packing more pixels in. Because I mean, if you look at the older games, like Ocarina of Time is a superb game. Looks wise, it hasn't dated amazingly well, whereas if you play something like Wind Waker, which is only from the console after, it dates much better because it's cel shaded. So it's got a very distinctive style, and for some reason just holds its age much better. Mark, how far are you in this trailer at the moment, mate?
Oh, they're just doing what appears to be Super Mario 64 on Switch.
Oh, okay.
A young lady's
playing. That's a new one.
It's really, okay. It's really versatile, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the thing I like about it. But if somebody, what I love about it is she looks out the window and somebody beckons her across from a roof across a thing, and somebody just wrote in the comments, "Fucking hipsters, typical."
Yeah, they're like, "Come over and socialise." She's like, "No, I am going to continue playing Mario.
I'm going to go on my roof. Yeah, just come across and have a roof party."
The only thing that concerns me, and it's only because I'm a graphics whore.
You are a whore.
Is that is extra. Is that it's not supposed to be as powerful as the Xbox One.
Oh no, I don't think they're doing that though, are they?
I think 1080p will happen. I think 1080p will happen on this because I'm pretty sure 1080p was happening on the Wii U.
Oh, 1080p will happen on it. Yeah. But I'm not worried about the resolution. I've never been into resolution. I'd rather have
nice
better
graphics.
AI, better
nice.
Draw distance, more happening, better physics on 1080p.
I would have loved if they'd just kind of capped the graphics for a few years at Resident Evil 4 quality and just built the worlds up instead. You know, like you say, improve the AI, because AI in some of these games is fucking shocking.
Yeah.
And it's still fucking shocking. And there's no excuse for it, really, in the modern...
No, I like things like, you know, I'd like to see an army of enemies at lower resolution, but have it so that it can do the physics of an army, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that sort of thing, rather than 4K. 4K doesn't bother me, because if you get a really good game with supreme lighting and everything else on 1080p, it's fantastic.
Yeah, totally. Like I say, you know, the Nintendo games on the Wii U, I think a few of them are running at 1080p, and they look amazing.
Yeah, because all you do is you're using all the power to do four times the resolution.
Yeah.
The games aren't actually... any better to play?
Well, quite. Yeah, this is the thing that Nintendo, I think, has always nailed. Is I was talking to somebody at work about it today because we both watched this Switch trailer, and I said to him, "It's not my. I have all the modern consoles. I have the Xbox One, PS4, and the Wii U.
Hmm.
Wii U is very rarely the one I go to first, but it's the one that I have the most fun playing when I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I'm sitting there playing it, I'm always conscious of the fact this is really fun. With Xbox and PS4, I get immersed into it in a different way, so I don't really consciously think about it. But with Nintendo, I'm every game I play on there, I'm always smiling like a twat. But it looks, I mean, this Switch thing looks pretty cool, I think.
It does, but it's striking me as being a tad gimmicky.
I respectfully disagree. I understand what you're saying. In terms of tech, I think it's gimmicky, but what I like about it is it's not gameplay gimmicks.
No.
You know what I mean? There's no motion control. There's no touch. It doesn't seem like there's a touch screen interface.
Oh, no, they've gone right back, haven't they, really, to the controllers.
It's kind of like a hybrid of a handheld and a home console, which actually handhelds, Nintendo has always done really well and have always kind of dominated the market in that respect. Home consoles, they've kind of struggled last generation, but before that, they were printing fucking money for fun. So, you know, they've had a good amount of success. It's also interesting. Funny enough, I'm rewatching the trailer as we're talking over and over again. I'm intrigued that they're going back to card-based media rather than discs. I think it's because
the Vita's still on that, though, isn't it?
The Vita is, yeah. I think it's just because the price of memory cards has just plummeted since the days of N64s. Yeah. It used to be that cartridges were painfully expensive to develop for because they didn't make enough to make it cost effective, whereas discs, obviously DVDs, you know, huge numbers of them being made, Blu-rays, huge volumes, digital, obviously digital is just a file, but memory cards in recent years, obviously with cameras becoming so big, you know, it's in terms of megapixelage and in terms of resolution they can capture at, SD cards and the prices of memory cards in general has just gone, you know, it's really tanked over the years.
Well, the main reason is that they're super fast transfer rate.
That's the thing. That was always the appeal of cartridges for Nintendo, was that you could load it in and load the game straight up, whereas obviously with discs,
you don't have to hold so much in memory.
Yeah, even now, you know, I play something like The Division, which is obviously a modern game, and that takes ages to load. By contrast with a cartridge-based game, it takes quite a while to boot up, you know.
Mm.
And I don't mind waiting for it because I'll wait for 10 seconds and then play for 2 hours without any interruption. That's fine. But it's the fact it's doing it at all, you know, it's because it's on disc format.
I'd be interested to see the specs of the Nintendo.
Yeah,
I know they're not releasing custom, them because that's not what it's about.
But. It's using custom NVIDIA hardware. They haven't really gone into much depth about what it's...
Well, it's probably going to be a Jaguar-based, you know...
It's a custom Tegra processor, I think. I don't know.
Did they go for the Tegra 3? Because that was the big question.
I think
that's
so.
Next year's...
oh, okay.
That's next year's one, and that would have really, really boosted it a lot.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of... have you ever heard of the YouTube channel called... Digital something. Digital Foundry.
Oh, well, Eurogamer's one, yeah.
And they are awesome at doing...
Side-by-side comparisons and stuff, yeah. They're really well known for that. They're run by Eurogamer.
Oh, are they?
The gaming website. Because I remember
the
I
guy
went for,
in it, the yeah. main guy who does it, is just the most amazing geek you'll ever meet. He knows everything about
We're raising
it.
Bars for geekdom over here.
I know, yeah. I mean, he's not quite on your level.
Well, you know.
He's really interesting. He makes anything technical sound actually interesting. You're like, why am I watching this? It's like, I don't even know what he's talking about, but I want to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I mean, that for me, it's the Red Dead 2 trailer.
That looks
I
not a lot there
Xander.
Again. Yeah.
I contacted Xander about that and he said, well, nothing happened. I went, have you not watched it? It's just like amazing.
It looks stunning.
Yeah.
The amount of detail going on in the background and things like dust effects and stuff just kicking
all
up.
Those little things with Rockstar, that's what I love. The tight, like a rabbit hopping around on a hill somewhere. And,
yeah. What
have
I
you
like,
seen it, Mark?
No, I didn't see it. No, I saw it was on earlier, but it was it was ahead of the Logan trailer. I just skipped through it to get to the Logan trailer.
Okay.
Wasn't that Logan trailer a bit meh?
It was alright.
I really liked it.
Yeah, it was alright.
I haven't seen it yet. How did the podcast go today?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
Did Paul come on? Where's Paul?
Yeah,
he came on briefly,
mate. And then
he came on for a cup of tea
and knackered.
Yeah, he came on for a cup of coffee and then he was off.
He came on to gloat. The results of your Twitter poll came in, Steve.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That, it
what,
did not
48-52?
It did not go well for us.
What the heck is going on?
Yeah, Steve, unfortunately, you're on the receiving end of a 48-52 you don't fancy this time around.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I don't believe that.
It's a rough with a smooth.
What we should have done is we should have limited it to over 40-year-olds.
Hey.
Because then it would have been 100-0. Well, it wouldn't, because Paul would have voted, but it would have been a lot less.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I'm really disappointed in Star Wars fans.
I think it's fair to say that it doesn't necessarily need to have it to feel like Star Wars.
What would you have voted, Rob?
I did vote. I voted for no, it doesn't need it. That's how I interpreted the question.
Can I redo the question and say, are you a murderer of soul? And yes or no?
Because they want to kill Star Wars. Are you accusing Star Wars fans of killing Star Wars?
They have by that poll. Mark, will you be disappointed if there's no opening crawl?
I said this on the show. Yeah, it will disappoint me. It won't ruin the film for me, but
no.
I would prefer that it was there. I'd rather it be there than not. Yeah,
I don't get it. I really don't get it. I'm very disappointed. You're listening. Are we in After Dark Side?
We're in After Dark Side, mate, yeah.
Okay, if you're listening and you voted no, then go and boil your head.
Proverbially.
I don't agree with you. You've let me down. You let yourselves down. You let everyone down. You're not allowed to see Rogue One. There you go. You wait. They won't now. They won't go and see it. They'll respect our request not for them to go and see it.
Yeah, I'm sure that will all happen, all of those things you've just said. It all seems very plausible.
So what was the big thing of the night? I'll give you a quick synopsis for each one.
Oh, I blew everybody's mind about Yoda.
You blew Yoda?
No, I blew everybody's mind about Yoda.
Surprising what you took away from that sentence, Steve.
I know.
It was nice being on After Dark Side and say what I like.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to get away with that one. I may have to bleep something in there somewhere.
Oh, no. What about my little green winkle? Suck will you? No, that don't work. I can't do rhetoric. Not rhetoric. What's it called?
Clean?
No. can't do.
Well, that too.
Is it rhetorical questions that he asks?
No.
Yes, it's just, it is, because he answers it. Hey?
Yeah, sometimes, but he's just... The main thing about him is not that he's talking in rhetorical questions, it's that he's talking in broken sentences.
Yeah. But there is a proper word for it in Old English.
Oh, is there? Oh, okay.
I can't remember what it's called now, but there is, the way he speaks is called something.
Oh, okay.
Where you give the answer before the question. Well, I don't know. But that's rhetoric, isn't it? But I don't know. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
Why are we blowing Yoda?
Because
Connor, for a question.
Yeah, Connor. Right. Connor asked if Yoda brought down the X-Wing on in Empire Strikes Back that brought Luke down to Dagobah. And I said, I don't think he brought down the X-Wing. I think he brought down the guidance systems.
But didn't they just... No, Luke turned on the landing system and it had nowhere to land that didn't have a tree on it. But it did its best. The flat bit being an open bit of water.
He went through a storm, didn't he? And crashed. Crash landed.
I don't think he crashed. There's a bit, and it says the landing cycle. He turned on the landing cycle, didn't he?
I don't think he had time to do it properly.
I think he had nowhere to crash other than a swamp. Because
we'll know for sure. We'll know for sure when it comes time to do the
commentary.
The commentary for Empire Strikes Back, so we can keep an eye on it with that in mind.
Did you see that email I sent you about the thing with Han and Kylo on the bridge?
Yes, we talked about that.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was interesting, wasn't it?
Very interesting. I kind of don't like it. I kind of prefer it the way we were originally speculating on it, which is that Kylo kind of knew that he was sort of above the discussion and he was sort of waiting for Han to get in close so he could trick him into making himself vulnerable.
You think he was actually contemplating throwing himself off, Kylo?
I don't know, maybe.
No, I think the reading I, like we said on the main show, the reading I had was that he was bringing Han in close to be cruel as he took him out. That makes the most sense to me, and that's, I'm happiest with that.
Okay.
Read on it.
Yeah.
But you can't ignore what the intentions of the filmmakers were.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'll just wait until I hear JJ in his audio commentary explain it to me on a personal level, and then I will probably debate with him during that audio commentary why it's wrong.
Jenny emailed me yesterday morning and said...
They just talk over you. Sorry, Steve, what were you saying?
No, go on.
No. Who emailed you?
Jenny emailed me yesterday and said, because this bloke keeps parking in front of our drive like some sort of builder.
Right.
And he's called... And Jenny went... Fucking JJ Abrams is parked over the driveway again. I went, what, this JJ Abrams? And sent her a picture of JJ Abrams.
Was he building a company actually called JJ Abrams, Steve?
No, it's called J, like something, but not Abrams. It's not called J Abrams. That's in your psyche. That's your psyche. You've seen that on the news and you're attributing J.J. Abrams to everything. She had an apple earlier and went, oh, this is a golden J.J. Abrams. I went, no, it's not.
That's delicious.
She said she got pulled over for petrol earlier and said, oh, I've got to put some J.J. Abrams in. She's just doing it all the time now, randomly. I think she's sleeping with J.J. Abrams.
Is this her attempt to try and tell you?
Yeah, I think it is. Subliminally, she wants out. She's fed up with the guilt. She wants to tell me about it. Yeah, go and punch him in his nutsack for killing Han. Oh, come quiet.
Oh, so nothing to say to that. She knows you're right, you see.
Yeah.
Maybe she's been punching him in his nutsack. And that's what he likes.
All right.
These are all pushing the boundaries of After Dark Side, I think.
Yeah, no, you're not too bad. I've got a few things to bleep, but...
I think nutsack's
all right. I'm going to save a lot of work on the. I'm going to save a lot of work on the main show, Steve.
Anything individually that isn't a swear word said together that makes something dodgy is fine, like nut and sack.
Yeah, I think so. Nutsack should be fine.
Yeah, like sweaty nutsack.
I hope so, because if we've said it about
38 times, so there's no way I'm going to be bleeping any of that stuff out. I don't have enough bleeps. You can only use an MP3 so many times.
Can you?
Well, you haven't got any in the main commentary. Rob wouldn't have sworn.
Sweared. Aww. You were going to say sweared. We need to record a little outro that I can cut out and stick on the end, because we're going to have Rob's rap, and then we should kind of sign off with our Twitter details, shouldn't we?
Yeah, yeah. I'm still waiting on James is going to send me over the bits the bits I need from him.
Okay, well, so if I don't get them to tomorrow, that's fine. I can work on it tomorrow.
So it was just the two of you tonight?
Yeah, Paul for a little while.
Some of it, yeah.
And a little bit of Paul.
Yeah. And a little bit of Monica.
Did you do a shout out to Paul's thingy this weekend?
Oh, no, it's in the show notes, I think, isn't it?
Oh, good.
What, is he jumping this weekend?
This weekend?
Is it this weekend? Paul's jump. Yeah, it is.
Is it this weekend?
He didn't mention it at all.
No, he didn't, no. It's weird. You'd think he'd mention it straight away.
Well, yeah, and also he's on BT Donate Now, or whatever it's called. I don't know. If people are interested in donating, it's for like a sexual abuse charity, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really important. So
yeah, it's very much so, yeah.
Go and donate now.
The links are in our show notes. So people will be able to get there. In fact, they're in the actual description to the episode. They can click on that, the main show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get out of here then. That was really interesting. That Nintendo Switch thing is very interesting. I'm going to be looking into that a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, I like that. That reveal video has got me very, very intrigued.
Yeah.
All the other games can just go and spin. It's the
Zelda.
It's Zelda.
And Mario as well. Mario's always fun.
Mario.
Yeah. It means a Mario.
Yeah, well, that's one. Yeah,
slightly racially insensitive comments.
That's his voice. Well, what do you want from me?
It can't be racially insensitive.
Blame fucking Nintendo. It's not my fault.
Well, that really touched a nerve, didn't it? That went off a little bit more than I expected it to.
If I did an impression of you...
I don't mind being called a racist if I've said something racist, but...
isn't he doing an impression of Mark Godsiff? Hi, I'm Mark Godsiff, and I'm hung like a donkey.
That's racist. That's not racial. That's defamatory.
That's not racist. it's inflammatory, Mark.
And you're
you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're also
it's too late in the evening for a Gilbert Gottfried. Otherwise, I'd throw one at you.
Yeah, don't wake everyone else in the house up.
Yeah, no, we got a noise curfew to think about in here.
Oh, Mark's massive that all alone they don't mean anything. .com. Together, hello.
None of these things are okay to say.
No, Mark's massive all of those words.
The scissors
innocuous.
Are definitely going on that section right there. Okay, before I lose any more sleep to editing Steve, I'm getting out of here. I'm Talk Star Wars on Twitter.
God, Steve.
Are we filling in? Yeah. I'm sack.org.uk because it's a charity now. So we can claim back the tax.
For squirrels who need salt.
Yeah, if you're hot and you've been collecting nuts all day,
if you're a squirrel and you need and you're lacking saline in your diet,
you do realise I put out a vlog last week where I said I'm probably going to put the After Dark Side on hiatus because there's so much work doing two podcasts, and then I thought maybe one more, and now I'm really, really regretting.
Well,
really
I would have kicked your ass if you hadn't, because it means I'd have had to put the wrap on the crazy train with no fucking context.
Do you know why squirrels swim on their backs? Out of interest, isn't it?
No.
Do you know us? To keep their nuts dry.
Is that what it is? The nuts they harvest, you mean?
Their
testicles.
Your mind is just a bag of cats, Steve.
Yeah, can you hear the cat litter? There's seven cat litter trays in this house. There's always someone taking a shit.
That new cat you've got is really cute.
She's gorgeous, isn't she?
She's gorgeous.
Rob, will you just show your Twitter handle so we can just stop?
Yeah, I'm at Rob Wade Vision. You can find me by searching MC Big Wicket as well.
I'm something I never can remember. I'm Stephen at Stephen underscore.
It's your name.
Yeah, but then I'm also wild about nature. I don't get it. This technology. It's. I tell you.
I can tell you how it works really, really quickly, right? It literally will take 10 seconds. The bit with the at is unique, and the bit before, a bit above it is you can call it whatever you want. So the bit that people can find you on is the unique bit, which is at, in your case, Stephen underscore where. That's how you do it. It's easy as that.
Oh, you'll see Meyer on there. Donate, but you'll have to contact me so I can give you my PayPal email account, because I'm not a charity, but I'm trying to get Meyer an operation for her removal of her thyroid. because she's got hyperthyroidism and she's gorgeous and she's cute and she's a rescue. And she was about 3 pounds found collapsed in a school. So
what?
She's lovely, but I need
all
to read.
Of all the places.
I know.
You can find me at www.slickoutros.com and we will see you guys next week.
Yeah, incidentally, Mark, expect a call from Trading Standards for that website.
Yeah, because this was not slick. I don't know if you're not getting that.
We've made a lot of empty promises.
Very slick.
Good grief. Okay, so that will take us up to 15:48. A little edit there.
Oh.
And we'll cut around that.
Hmm.
That'll be good. Okay. Right, should we kick this off then? Camera's off because that'll be distracting.
Yeah, sure. All right, let me just...
speech thingy open. Oh. Your video kept freezing there, actually, mate.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're really not animated at all this evening.
It's a bit of both, to be honest, probably.
Is it? I know that feeling.
I'm quite... It's first, obviously my first week back after being away, so... getting used to...
It's the longest week, isn't it?
Oh, God, it's so painful.
The longest part of the week.
It doesn't help that it's review period and I'm pretty sure they're going to fuck me over.
Oh, right, okay.
I just got this vibe, you
know? That's not good. We've had... did you see any of the trailers since you've been... Well, yeah, you've been back for a few days, haven't you? Have you seen the trailer for Logan?
Yeah, I watched it today, yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was interesting. I've not been following the Wolverine movies, but it looks like... Well, for a start, it looks like the girl is X-23.
Yeah, I think that's where they're going with it.
Which is probably going to set up what they're doing in the comics, where she takes up the Wolverine mantle.
Mm.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I mean, I hated the first Wolverine film. And that's such a strong
origin sucked
thing to say. It was true. They screwed everything up.
Yeah.
But I quite liked the Wolverine, the one in Japan. I quite liked that one.
Yeah.
And this, I think, looks great. I think this looks really good. Mm-hmm. Really, it's got an interesting vibe about it. It doesn't feel like a studio superhero movie to me.
No.
It feels like something that maybe Tarantino would do if he was given a superhero movie.
It's almost like there's a, you know, the video game The Last of Us?
Yes, yeah.
It's got that kind of vibe to it as well.
Yeah. I like, and Patrick Stewart as well. God, he looks really old in that, doesn't he?
Yeah, they've really done a number on him.
Yeah, I think that's one I will definitely seek out, that one. Which I wouldn't have expected, to be honest, but there you go. Right. I'm going to scrap this recording.
Yep.
Hello, mate.
Mate. Hang on. Game's right up. 2 seconds. Use this for the recording the other night, so it's set to capture everybody mode rather than capture me.
Right, gotcha. Gotcha.
I put the pop shield on either, just reminded me. Should do it better.
Yeah, good.
Well, I can tweak it down a little bit more. That'll do it. Right, let me just pop the pop shield.
How's things, mate? All right?
Yeah, good, mate. You all right?
Not bad. Not sure where...
I've heard my kit. My new kit.
What's that? Two-thirds
of my new kit. The thing I'm missing now is the actual desk, which is at the sorting office down the road.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
It got delivered Wednesday, and that's the night they're open late. So obviously they couldn't give it to me because they hadn't processed it yet. Trying to find where to pop the pop shield in. Go pick it up promptly.
Probably pop, see why pop I need the it. Shield.
Probably pop, pop.
Fricatives. Capture your fricatives. I'm having issues with iCloud.
Consonants and such like. There we go. Look at that.
He's back.
World of difference. Back, baby. Yeah, that's going to be my intro for tonight, by the way. Back, I'll let the baby. Others go. Let the others go first. It'll be Mark, Stephen, maybe Paul, and I'm back.
If there is any.
And if there is any Paul.
If there is any others.
Oh, bloody hell. We're thinking Steve as well.
Well, I haven't heard from Steve all day. And,
oh.
But I know Paul's stuck on a train.
Oh, that fucking cat.
Hey?
You see that? Steve sent an email out about a cat.
What was it? What was it about? I saw something.
He was after donations to get an operation for it.
Oh, see.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I saw the picture. It's a gorgeous cat, but I don't know it.
You don't.
How do I know it's not going to spend the money on drugs?
We've never met.
How do I know the cat's not going to spend the money on drugs?
Yeah, exactly.
Just put it out there.
You never know, do you?
Yeah.
I'll just send them a message. Are you on tonight?
So is the, they say the show was just, it was flowy.
Yeah, it was, but people seem to really respond to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they people like the trailer breakdowns, don't they, as a general rule?
Yeah, but everyone was sort of went up for the fact that Steve was back and...
Yeah, and the fact I was gone. Go on, say it.
No, not at all, no. In fact, Connor's Corner tonight says how good it's going to be to have you back.
It's like, where the fuck is Rob, he says.
Yeah, where the fuck? What's he doing having time off?
Doesn't he know who I am?
I'm a goddamn knight, motherfucker.
My leash news.
I've got two documents I'm trying to squeeze into iCloud. I just don't want to go.
It was a pain all day. That sort of shit.
All day they've been sat there trying to load.
Yeah.
At least I've got this week's show notes up, so that's.
It's true. I've got mine on the iPad over here, so I'll be consulting as we go along.
Yeah.
What was I supposed to be? There's two things I'm supposed to be doing right now. I'm sitting here thinking I'm doing one. I've got one. I've got a video uploading.
All right.
And I can't remember what the other. Oh, I know what it is. I've got to find. James emailed me his second. I need a second part and my third part for next After Dark Side. Because I promised now, haven't I?
Yeah.
Where is it? Is it? This looks like it. Battle 2, good. Oh, shit, it's the whole lot, isn't it? Box. Oh, hang on, I think I've got the files. Here we go.
Oh.
Let me just check this. So this is... Yeah, there it is. All right, cool. All right, so then I need to fade in my one as well. Nope, that's not it.
Right. Stephen, what are you doing?
I got some really weird, you know, that sort of electronic interference you get.
Yeah.
Quite common in sci-fi movies. I just got some of that as your side and it was eerie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's proper weird.
That's my robot side.
Yeah. Stephen.
Stephen.
You have disappointed me.
Stephen. Why Stephen. Do we end up here every time?
Every fucking week. Yeah, number three.
He rocks up with a potato where his microphone should be. No, this sounds all right, isn't it? You can't podcast on a potato, Steve.
No, he's not. He's not figured out that Wild About Nature doesn't mean it doesn't include audio equipment.
No,
what's he recording on? It's the really elaborate potato.
Yeah, it is. It's a Maris Piper.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah, the videos come out, right?
Yeah. So all those eyes.
That's it. They have. Oh, okay. That's freaky. Fade out.
Right, I've hit him up just about everywhere I can think of now. I won't shame him. I won't shame him on Twitter. That's not fair.
I'll leave him a homophobic YouTube comment. That should bring him out of hiding.
Yeah. Love Donald Trump.
I was going to say Trump, make America great again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, right? I've actually found myself nothing to do with either candidate, but I've actually found myself rooting for Trump more because of the media. Right. And it really, because I'm really, really annoyed with them. And the reason is, you know, did you see the guy Ken Bone? You heard about him?
I've heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, so he was the guy in the second debate who asked a perfectly reasonable question about energy policy, and everybody gravitated towards him because he looked like a Pixar character.
Yeah. I heard he looked like a live version of Guess Who.
Pretty much, yeah. He looked like, you know, like the kind of animation style of like Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
He looks like that. He looked like that made flesh.
Flesh and bone.
So, so the media started doing a bit of digging about him. And you know, this is always how it goes down, unfortunately. And they found some Reddit. He basically has a Reddit account because lots of people do.
Oh,
and they found
some of this.
His comments about porn.
Mm.
And they were plastering it absolutely everywhere online. And they're writing, you know, places like Washington Post and stuff that are supposed to be kind of reputable news outlets. And but they did that. And then what they didn't show was that in a subreddit that's dedicated to girls, he was like really – there's this woman who was a survivor of sexual abuse.
Right.
And he wrote her this really lovely – thing, this really long, elaborate, really lovely comment about how she could never be, you know, it's basically like a sort of, it was designed to make her feel better about the fact she was saying she felt like she always felt worthless ever since it happened and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they didn't gravitate towards that.
They just hover around all the negative stuff.
Yeah, it just makes me so fucking angry. And it makes me go to the point where I want him to win so they get a bloody nose. That's the feeling I have now.
Wasn't he, he's something to do with he likes pregnant ladies or something.
Yeah.
It's a bit creepy, like, isn't it?
Who gives a shit? Like, honestly, you know what I mean? It's
such
a non-issue.
As long as he's not cutting them up into small pieces and putting them under his patio, then no harm, no foul, right?
Well, quite. You know, it just seems ludicrous to me that was even, like I say, not even that it was, the fact that it was news.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's strange what qualifies as news these days, isn't it? And it's the same in Star Wars news as well. The sort of things that people blow up into news stories that really aren't.
Exactly, yeah. I just realised I did do it. Oh, Rob, you legend. You made your life easier without even realising. Wonderful. Wunderbar. Right. Round three. Where is it? It seems that in my infinite wisdom, when I edited together round two, I also went ahead and did round three. I may have made my life a lot easier than I could expect.
Cool.
Modified on 6th of October.
That's going to Dropbox, right?
That would be Thursday. Yeah, so that's right. So that would be Thursday, 11:30 after the last time I was recording. That would be right because I did it after we talked. Hang on, let me just check something.
I've only got round two in the Dropbox at the moment.
Yeah, I know. I need to work on it. I just want to hear to see if it sounds right.
We got a few voicemails tonight, so we can probably get into this and then Paul can just jump on at 9.
Yeah, cool. Okay. There's still nothing from Steve at all?
No, nothing from Steve. I don't think there's been any emails either.
A penis.
Maybe just got confused about what night we record. You know how inconsistent we are with how we start the show.
Yeah, totally. Oh, can we talk about Star Wars? Yes, mate.
So, our Star Trek podcast.
Banter Star good vernacular. So proud of that. I was chatting to there's a running joke between me and Brad that every time we start a new project, it's going to be derivative of something that somebody else has done.
Right.
So it's just basically we're going to do a project. Like, he's always joking about how Joe, my friend Joe, you know, Joe
Crouch,
who listens to the show, how he's going to start Chat Star Trek.
Right.
And so there's been like, he's got, you know, they've got the wacky coach for the crazy train. They've got Chat Star Trek. They got, you know, and then one of the ones they did was, I ended up kind of at Banter Star Vernacular.
That's pretty good. That is pretty clever work.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. You know, I was pleased with that. Right, now. See, the trouble is, the one that James sent, the last one that James sent me, by the looks of it, had some weird bandwidth, some weird issue where, oh, I don't understand this. Where did he send me? So he sent me a file. R1, R2, that's not what I want. Verse 2. So he sent me a file, but the one he sent me is in some weird bitrate that means I can't blend it with the one I've done.
Right. I get that with these voicemails. They come through in the most peculiar format.
Yeah.
Really strange.
Well, it's format, it's not so much it. This one is, it comes in a weird frequency.
Right.
So I record at 48,000 hertz, and they must come in at 22.5 or something because they just go wrong for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. And as far as James could see, you know, it was just normal. If this is it.
Right. Steve's just messaged me, stuck in Y.
Where's that? Ashford, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where he's bought a house down there. I'm hoping that that's what it means and it's not a euphemism.
Yes.
You and Jen have a good time.
Why not?
Right. Okay. I just sent him that. Should we kick this off? And then I think Paul might try and jump on a little bit later. And we can do it. Are you going to be able to get me these parts to the wrap?
They'll happen tonight. They'll be done tonight. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's, do you want to queue it up? We'll put this
just in the, James now.
We'll put this in the After Dark Side. So do you want to queue up what it's going to be, and then I'll just play it after this section in the After Dark Side?
All right, perfect. So this one is the final. So this is James's second verse, followed by my third. So this is this. So the one from me will be the last one of the Commonwealth Invitational.
All right. Well, at least this round. Who knows? Well, yeah, it'll be a rematch.
So, well, we've kind of said if people like it enough, we're quite happy to kind of look at doing it a couple of times a year or something, just as a, you know, as a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got.
It's extremely good quality. I think the whole thing should come out as a track across the Commonwealth podcast.
Yeah. He's talking about he's already stitched it together, I think.
Yeah.
He was going to do it as a video file on his channel because he doesn't monetize, so he's not bothered about losing copyright, getting copyright strikes or any of that shit. Because obviously every time we do it, we're making you poor.
Well, it doesn't make me poor, but it doesn't make me money. Yeah.
No, true. Well, you want the check for the 6p, I'll happily write it for you.
6p, I think.
I can't really say that. I can't really say I'm making you any money with Podrover at the moment because nobody's reviewing.
No. I'd have to owe you a few if you gave me 6p, because obviously that's way too much. All right, everyone. This is Rob. This is Rob and James going at it for the last time for now.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
True, I spent some time in Moria. That's because I'm a warrior. You think you're sorry now? Well, you'll be sorrier. You know my rhymes are gorier. I spit legit euphoria. Look. I don't think that you could win if there were four of ya. I never crash and burn, I always land soft. Ladies find me charming and they wanna take their pants off. My wit's so disarming, I could chop your hands off. No turning back now, you're in a standoff with Gandalf. And while we're at it, another dropped Balrog. You never should have brought up my battle with the Balrog. I smote him from the mountain and I whipped him like a small dog. Taller than a tree, but I chopped him into small logs. It's all in the book, Rob, maybe you should buy it. A little research goes a long way, maybe you could try it. What I'm saying makes a lot of sense, no reason to deny it. Another story to avoid, Rob? Davy and Goliath. Right on papyrus, I think that's what you stated. Well, I guess that makes a lot of sense, your humor is so dated. I'm ahead of my time, like the pyramids and the Sphinx. And you didn't see any eagles, cause I buried them on the Lynx. Every word has a purpose, even if it doesn't seem to. A wizard always rhymes.
Precisely when he means to. It's precisely when he means to.
I respect your hard work, you're more a grinder than Napper. You're a talented guy, your impersonation's the capper. Your Pal Pacino's refined and your walking is dapper. Maybe next verse you could impersonate a rapper. Asking for help, bro, is never a bad thing. You got loads of heart, it's just your flow that's lacking. I'll say checkmate and I'll send you packing. Cause if you're the Dark Knight, then I'm the Black King. Boom! Two verses in, Robbie. Your turn.
So it's round two, battle lines have been drawn. We're using our brains in place of raw brawn. There's only one of me, not four, but I'll thrive, born to survive. Right off the bat, you want to lecture me on research? I've done a bunch of reading, my name will not be besmirched. But as a man who's read a share of the written word, why'd I have to draw the short straw, the token nerd? I know you think that I'm the lamb at the slaughter, but I'm just glad you didn't do three verses about water. Not to knock the dude, he's a legend, no doubt. But if you're trying to emulate, you cut your own work out. And don't try to brush it off, that was foul stuff I heard. Talking, logging with an end, dude, that's my trigger word. Don't be surprised if I go off for 12 rounds, dropping lyrically intricate sounds. And your threats are falling on deaf ears, sorry to sound cheap, but even with no hands, I'd land safe on both feet. I don't drop balls, not done so since puberty, but you're not gonna use sports just to get through to me. Our battleground is chosen, we're having a flow off, so if you forgive me, I think it's key that we show off. Goliath, I presume, is meant to dismember me, but wasn't it Sun Tzu who said to know your enemy? See, I've been doing research more than you know, James. I watch your great YouTube vids or one-player games, but I'm in versus mode, I'm aiming for fatality, but from the Mortal Kombat perspective, just for clarity. I didn't want you checking outside for threats, even though I could cover the distance in just 12 steps. It's the big leagues now, we're not playing touch, but trying not to worry about it too much. We're both friends at the end of the day, long as there's mutual respect, it'll stay that way.